Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First player that we have. So, yeah, it's not an easy thing to have to deal with this guy. And they're going to really lean on him because of what, you know, without Drew Brees being in there at quarterback.
You know, you mentioned that, you know, they were kind of attacking Drew. Do you see them doing the same thing to Teddy? Or do they let kind of sit back and make him beat you downfield, which he doesn't really want to do? He doesn't go downfield.
No, I attack him. I am finding a way. I mean, you've got to win on first down against the Saints. If it turns into a game where Alvin Kamara is every time he hands the ball, it's a 6-7 yard gain, you're in trouble in this game. You really are. I mean, I think if the Cowboys can control him some way, manage the way to deal with Thomas, Michael Thomas on the outside, you know, that now make Bridgewater have to play in a game. If Prescott offensively can force Teddy Bridgewater to have to match him, say the Cowboys continue on this run where they're playing great on offense, they're scoring points, they're doing well in the red zone, you know, they're finishing drives and all that stuff. I think if it does become a shootout game, I think that Teddy Bridgewater can't win a shootout game. I just don't think he can. Now, Drew Brees, on their hand, yeah, Drew Brees lives for the shootout game. He really does. This guy doesn't. So, you know, if the Cowboys, again, you know, people say, well, maybe you want to run the ball, shorten the game and all that, I think you attack them offensively, but I think you also attack Teddy Bridgewater, because this is when you, if you go back and watch them play the Rams, and I know Bridgewater was coming off the bench, but he's a veteran quarterback. He should prepare. He should know. But the Rams did a great job of just limiting what they, you know, they got a lead, and then all of a sudden they went into attack mode. And the Saints did not handle that very well, and Bridgewater surely didn't handle that very well.
Brian brought us from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by WinStar here on 105.3 The Fan. Last year they held Michael Thomas to 5 for 40.
Yeah.
He's a machine.
He is.
Did they just alternate corners? How do you expect it to play out this year?
Yeah, they're not gonna travel, because they'll tell you if you travel, that affects everybody else in the game. You know, that affects if say Thomas comes across in motion, okay, you have a traveler, now that makes everybody else have to adjust what they're doing. So they just soon sit in the coverage that they're gonna play, and if they have to match, they'll match. But, you know, I feel like, though, that, you know, this is where, you know, Awuzie, this is where Byron Jones, this is where Anthony Brown, this is where Lewis, anytime, because this guy will move around. You play him in the slot, you play him on the outside. What they've got to be aware of is the arrow route that he runs inside. He's one of these guys that he'll play from the slot and then run to the middle of the field and stop. And then that, you know, that's just a 6-7 yard pass to him. He'll break a tackle, then it turns into a 12 or 13 yard pass. He's a really good player on the move too. So if he's running inside routes, if you're a corner and you're running with him in man coverage, you've got to find a way to deny him those inside routes. You've got to find a way to just play in position and make those contested ball plays for him to have to deal with.
Brought us defensively, the way the Saints would attack the Cowboys, they've allowed 27 first-half points and 55 in the second half.
Yeah.
What's been the difference that you've noticed on them? Is just the other teams are just clicking in the second
half? The second half, I mean, and it's not just adjustments. It's, you know, guys are making plays on them and stuff like that. They, you know, Seattle was kind of in a chase mode at the end of the game. You know, Seattle gave up 14 points, one on a pick six and then one on a punt return. So, yeah, they've gotten some teams that have been in some chase mode games. The Texans game was a really good game to watch. Because again, it was back and forth the way that one went. So, and then the Rams just kind of just beat up on them, you know, in the second half. So, yeah, they've been in some chase mode games, but you know, they just haven't been as good. The pass rush hasn't been as good as it needed to be. It's a different place, that dome. The Cowboys don't have great success in their history playing at the dome, and Garrett will tell you, well, it doesn't matter with those teams in the past, but it is. The stadiums are stadiums, you know, and you go in there, and you know, the one thing that is consistent with that team is crowd noise, you know. But you got a veteran quarterback, you got a veteran offensive line, you got veteran receivers, you got veteran back, with the exception of the backup back. you know, you should be able to handle the crowd noise, and you should find a way, if you can, to take this crowd out of the game. But overall, I guess defensively with the Saints, it's been a little bit of a problem because some teams have been in chase mode throwing the football.
So Marshawn Lattimore made your top 10 all opponent team.
He did.
It's high praise.
Yeah, he is.
Is he great? Is he good? Is he going to follow Amari Cooper?
Yeah, he's going to. If you go back and watch the way of the game, Cooper had a nice game playing against these guys. The guy that played really well was Michael Gallup, and he's not going to be in this game. I'm attacking Eli Apple is who I'm attacking in this football game because, again, I feel like there's if you break down what you know Marshawn Lattimore did, like they try and run a double move on him in the game down. I think they're down in the red zone last year, and Cooper's one of the best route runners in the league, and Cooper takes off in that route, and those guys, the way he sells routes, he gets open, he gets separation. You know, Lattimore's not going to buy that. He just looked at him and said, okay, I'm going to plant this foot. I'm going to run with you. And then Dak really had no place to throw the football to. So, yeah, I mean, the plays that Coop made against him, I say they were good plays. He had to make some contested catches. But this guy can drive. He's physical. You watch him in games, they throw the ball to the outside. He's not afraid to come up and tackle a good one-on-one tackle in space. If you're one of those guys, those teams, you try and throw a screen to his side and say, okay, we're going to get a tackle out and block. He knows how to avoid the tackle, to the block, and then get to make the tackle himself. So, yeah, I would definitely go on the other side of the field. When they played the Texans at opening game, I mean, he did a really nice job of limiting their guys. I mean, they had, again, these corners are going to give up some plays. But, you know, you're talking about you target him eight times, you might get 3-4 catches out of that. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Brian brought us here on the Fan. So, yesterday, you pointed out, or earlier in the week, that the Cowboys don't have a pick and the sack numbers are number 30 in the league.
Yeah.
The Saints offensive line, if I remember, got high praise last year, and Pro Football Focus, for whatever it's worth, has them at number 3 after 3 weeks. So is this a bad matchup for the Cowboys' defensive line rushing the passer?
Well, they got after him last year, and it's a lot of the same guys. The only difference is Eric McCoy is a rookie center from Texas A&M. But, you know, Armstead, Pete, Wolford, and Ramchick are all back. You know, those are all veteran guys. And, you know, maybe the crowd noise here, the being on the road, the Cowboys did a great job of getting after Drew Brees. They affected his eye level in that game. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to be missing some key pieces. I do love the addition of Robert Quinn. I do love what he's going to bring to this defense and this pass rush. I feel like that he is going to give, you know, Armstead some problems there, you know, as a rusher. And then, you know, that'll allow Tank, where they've had some success is getting home on some twist stunts. And when you move this Saints offensive line, they're a big offensive line. So if you make them have to move with you, then you can get them kind of off balance, get them off their game. I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of twist fronts from the Cowboys, a lot of blitzing where the games are two inside, one behind, you know, all those different combinations in order to make these guys try and move. Again, Drew Brees gets the ball out quick. Teddy Bridgewater tends to be a little bit more patient with what he's doing. So, you know, if the Cowboys can get some guys home and affect the way he throws, I'm coming after this guy. I'm making sure that he feels me every time that we're passing the football.
David on the Fan text wants us to ask you if the Cowboys are blitzing as often this year as last year.
Well, you're seeing last week in the game that it was more with the linebackers, and they're using Jalen Smith, and it seems to be the big Jalen Smith discussion about you know, how do you use him? I would much rather use Jalen Smith as a blitzer and as that fifth rusher than I would have him play in pass coverage. I think that's why you saw Joe Thomas on the field. They feel more comfortable with Joe Thomas, Sean Lee, Leighton Vander Esch, those guys in pass coverage situations. Because last week they had a sack. One of the Malik Collins sack was because Jalen Smith and then also Lawrence were able to penetrate inside, and then that allowed – Collins to come around tight, and then they were able to get the sack. So if you see blitzes, it's probably going to be from the variety of linebacker, but watch the slot blitzes in this particular game, because that's something we haven't seen. That's something that Chris Richard likes to get involved with. If he feels like that he can get them in a situation where he can have that tight slot and then bring the blitzer and cover for the blitzer, then he can get somebody home. it doesn't always work against Drew Brees. I mean, they got one of them last year, but now you got Teddy Bridgewater. He might not be as comfortable seeing that type of blitz with the blitz going on in front of him as well.
So you're not necessarily saying that Jalen has dropped off. It's maybe a usage
four bad plays, I thought. You know, and again, that's just my evaluation. Everybody looks at film differently, and I get it. But I saw four bad plays. The play he looked the absolute worst on was the trick play they ran, the handback, and then he didn't carry the receiver ran from across his face, or actually behind him. And then he had to turn. He was trying to react to the run to step up and then turn, and he didn't burst like we have seen in the past. You know, I mean, people think he's hurt because he feels like they feel like he's running in mud. But there's times in this game where this guy does actually look like that he just doesn't burst. But there's other times where it's like a fourth down run and he's already on the outside or he's covering ground, and it kind of comes and goes for him a little bit in that regard. But that was the play that I felt like he looked the absolute worst on.
Awesome as always. Thank you, Brian.
Appreciate you guys.
Football Machine, Brian brought us DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by WinStar.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.